Hi there. Anybody home? This is Burl Vaughn, and look who's with me, Don Moreland, with his favorite organist, the lovely Adele Scott, an armload of songs, and a proposition.
Come on and choose a song, partner, I'll sing it for you. You're a cute partner, so here's what I'll do. I'll sing a sad song.
A sweet song?
Or a song about the spring. I'll sing a hillbilly ditty.
A song about the city, or
a solid boogie beat. I'll swing a dreamy tune, a lament about the moon, or that gal who done me wrong. So choose a song, partner, and give me a clue. Choose any song and I'll sing it just for you.
For me?
For you.
I'll sing it just for you.
You know by now, friends, they're not all for me. I just choose the songs, give Don the clues, he guesses, and if he's right, he gets to sing them. But let's get with it. What do you say? And unless my eyes deceive me, you're remembering the clue to your first song from last time, Don. And with satisfaction, too, 'twould seem.
I could forget that one. You made it so easy. A great song, Burl, made famous by that grand old gal of show business, the last of the Red Hot Mamas, Sophie Tucker.
Right, Don. And that means the song would have to be
Some of These Days You're Gonna Miss Me, Honey. Some of these days you're gonna feel so lonely. You'll miss my hugging, you'll miss my kissing. You'll miss me, honey, when I'm away. I'll feel so lonely just for you only. 'Cause you know, honey, you're gonna have your way. And if you leave me, it's gonna grieve me. You're gonna miss your little dad, 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 daddy, yeah, some of these days. I feel so lonely just for you only. 'Cause you know, honey, you're gonna have your way. And if you leave me, it's gonna grieve me. You're gonna miss your little dad, 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 daddy, yeah, some of these days.
Thanks, partner. You kept a good thing good. And now, come across the Atlantic from your America to my London, if you will. Not to London as it is today, tired, poor, and confused, but to London as it was before. I want to walk down Charles Street in Mayfair again, just as I did that other night a lifetime ago, when he was still with me. Down tree-lined Charles Street into old Berkeley Square we walked. Yes, we were holding hands, and without a word we both stopped suddenly to let the sweetness of that our last night together fall upon us. And, well, there's a song that tells what happened then. Tell me, do you know it?
Why, yes. That must have been the night a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The the moon that lingered over London town. Poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
You must have turned back the pages of many lonely memories to find bright ones with that song, Don. And women, whatever country they call home, share the same kind of bright and sad memories. In fact, women the world over share many common longings and desires. And not the least among these is a natural desire to be attractive, even glamorous. There's one way, however, in which American women differ from women in the rest of the world. It's easy to be attractive here. We have the best of everything to enable us to look our best. And we've learned to know and demand quality among these blessings. We've learned the particular labels that mean the best to be had in the best land in the world. The reason, of course, why more women wear form-fit creations than any other under fashions. They know that no other foundation garments give them the extras form-fit offers. And you need go no further than our under-fashion department. Because there, our expert fitters will fit you in a life bra and life girdle by form-fit. And, lady, you'll have the best. No other bra and girdle are designed to work together in the special magic way a life bra works with a life girdle to give you a completely glamorous figure line all the way. No, it's no wonder more women wear form-fit than any other under fashion. We women want to be glamorous, and we can be. We know how. In fact, once upon a time, a European boy came to America to visit and fell in love with an average American girl. But when he went back home and tried to tell his friends about how really lovely she was, well, this is what happened.
And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see. And when I tell them, and I certainly am going to tell them, that I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me that from this great big world you've chosen me.
Donovan, I honestly think every song you sing is prettier than the one you sang before. And the next one is from one of your favorite movies.
How do you know my favorite movies, ma'am?
Simple. The ones I've been in are my texts, and you were in this one.
Which one?
You Barry Was a Lady. And I can't wait to hear you bear down on this song.
Oh, go on.
I wouldn't kid you. I'm your friend. Why, if somebody plugged you with a .44, you know what I'd do? I'd be sore.
Gosh.
And if they took your house for the money you owed a bank, I'd say they...
Whoa, hold it, pal. I got it right between the eyes. No doubt but that it's... Friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgot, ours will still be hot. La 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 la, dig dig dig. If you're ever in a jam, here I am.
If you're ever in a mess, S-O-S.
If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail.
It's a friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgot, ours will still be hot.
A loddle, doddle, doddle, dig, dig, dig.
If you're ever up a tree, phone to me. If you're ever down a well, ring my bell.
If you ever lost your teeth and you're out to dine, borrow mine. I got a million of them. Yes, sir, a million of them.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forget, ours will still be great.
La-da-da-da-da, chuck-chuck-chuck.
If they ever black your eyes, they put me wise. If they ever cook your goose, turn me loose. If they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain. It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forget, ours will still be it.
La 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 la, hip hip hip.
Stop the music! Young lady, stop the music! I am sorry to be abrupt with you, my child, but this young man, he must have a clue for his next song next time. So if you will give me some mystic crystal ball music, I will give him the clue. Ah, excellent. Now, young man, cross my palm once more with silver, and I will tell you what you want to hear. Ah! A generous young fool you are, my friend. I see you want me to tell you your sweetheart is through, whether or not.
Well, think that one over along with Don, friends, and next time you'll find out if your guess is as good as his. For now, this is Burl Vaughn saying thanks a lot for having us over, and be around when we come back again, too.
Choose a song partner, and I'll take the clue. Choose any song and I'll sing it just for you. La da da dee dee dee. I'll sing it just for you.
Thank you.